You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Drop on me. That is Bertha by the Grateful Dead from Live at the Fillmore East in New York City, April 27th, 1971. We would like to send our deepest condolences to every one of the band members and Phil Lesh's family. Phil Lesh passed away recently. I've seen a lot of beautiful tributes from musicians all over the world. They really loved Phil. And so did I. I loved his music. I never got to meet him, but you know what? I did get to meet one of his best friends just a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles. It was crazy. I was standing there talking to Jim James, and Bob Weir was right there. I thought he was going to shake my hand, so I went right in for him and shook his hand. He was actually coming in to talk to Jim James from My Morning Jacket. So it was a bit of an awkward moment where Bob Weir had to take his hands and do a crisscross, shake my hand, and then shake the hand of Jim James. They were pretty cool about it. And when we sang the finale, I Shall Be Released, after the song, I was on stage with all the artists at the Forum and was able to give Bob Weir a nice big hug. And he said, "You sang beautifully, kid," which was kind of weird, but awesome. You know what I mean? We've got a great show. We've got music from Terry Urak, who is from the North here in Canada. He's from Nunavut and was nominated for a Juno a few years back. I can't wait to hear much more music from him because he's excellent. And featured on that is Asiva. Chris Gestern is here on the show with a song from his album Inside Passage. He's a Canadian jazz pianist and composer from Vancouver. And we're going to hear the song Chorale Conclusion. Trey Anastasio with Clint Eastwood, the Gorillaz cover, is also on the show. I love Trey. He's a really smiley guy. He was at the Forum for the tribute to Robbie as well, and we got to chat, and it was awesome. Also, here is one of my favorites. Love this guy. Love this song. And we shared a crisscross handshake with Bob Weir. Here's Jim James with Here in Spirit on the Jukebox.
But when to but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. For me it's nothing, cause I'm counting no age. And I couldn't be there, now you shouldn't be scared. And I'm good at repairs, and I'm under your snare. Intangible, I bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose all your different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tools. Picture you getting down in the picture too. Like you need the fuse, you think it's fictional. Mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to know the definition for what life is. Priceless because I put you on the hype. You like it. Don't smoke and write just with one token. Psychic among you possess you with one goal.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming out.
You don't, that's a fantasy. I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your mind, you see destruction. And the mind's corruption. It is scratched from the and it bites out and sucked into your life. Through muscle, not his muscle, the percussion he provides. With me as your guide, y'all can see me now. Cause you don't see with your eyes, perceive with your mind. So I'm gonna stick around with Rush and be your mentor. Must if you have some. So you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing. Remember that it's all in your head.
I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Down in Mississippi, way
season walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma, Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, "Youngin, you can't drink that water." She said, "You drink from that fountain over there." And that fountain had a sign. Said, "For colored only." I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, Grandpa. My grandpa was so proud of me, y'all. I went down in Forest, Mississippi one time there. Didn't know no better. But I integrated a Washeterian. He would tell everybody, my grandbaby Mavis, she went up in that Washeterian and washed her clothes. And all the black ladies followed her on up in there. I'm proud of my grandbaby. I saw many more of those signs as I lived in Mississippi. I'm so glad I can say that I saw every one of those signs. Dr. King saw that every one of those signs were taken down.
Legend herself, the incomparable Mavis Staples, with the song Down in Mississippi, right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning into the show. I didn't get to meet Mavis at the Robbie Robertson tribute, but I had met her before, actually in the Chicago airport about 2 years ago. Never told her that I was a musician or nothing like that. She was just being wheeled to her flight, and I stopped and I couldn't believe it was her, because we just, you know, crossed paths. It was like, boom, intersection. And I just told her I loved her and thank you. And you know what? She turned to me, said, "I love you and thank you too," which was really nice of her, knowing that she knew nothing about me, but she's just a beautiful human. You know what I mean? All right. We've got music from Lucinda Williams, also a beautiful human who I did get to meet in the hotel lobby. That's where so many of the artists convened after the show. And it was beautiful. Here's Concrete and Barbed Wire by Lucinda Williams on the Jukebox.
This wall divides us from two different sides, but this wall's not real. How can it be?